You may have heard bee populations are declining. What's behind it, and should we be concerned? Today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farmers Feeding the World. Catch Ag Day Television this Friday, March 25th, where I'll be co-hosting a Farmers Feeding the World television special. Check local listings for Ag Day or go to farmersfeedingtheworld.org. Bee populations have been in decline. Tom Turpin, entomologist at Purdue University, says the winter of 2007 may have been the perfect storm against those honeybees.
We know, for example, in a very warm winter, bees are moving around looking for flowers, nectar, and pollen during the winter months, and that's not going to happen. So they're using stored resources. They are getting weak because they're going out and flying around in temperatures that aren't real good.
The warm winter was just one in a string of events that may be to blame.
Add that to things like mites, which we've had for years, insecticides that could become a problem, diseases in the bees. All of these are putting stress on the bees, and you bring them together in one year, and you have what we call out-of-hive die-off, what is called colony collapse disorder.
There are few wild populations of honeybees, and beekeepers have lost populations more frequently than in the past.
We can begin to select lines of bees that are more tolerant to those mites, and some of those are being developed nowadays. But it really is just really good management, just like we manage all of our other livestock.
The decline does not equally affect every farmer or crop, though.
Most gardens do not depend on honeybees for pollinations anyway. So if we're talking about our own garden, our own orchard of four or five trees, the local bees do the pollination. If you're talking about massive crops that need pollination in orchards and things, then certainly you're going to have to bring in stands of bees to do that.
So exactly how serious is the problem? What Turpin says may surprise you, and it's next time as we travel the countryside. And this week, brought to you by FarmersFeedingTheWorld.org. In West Lafayette, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.